You by Standing Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Court orders revision of defective charge sheet in TikToker Why Me hate speech case. ANDD urges citizens to participate in nationwide mass voter registration exercise. And in global news, all 20 living hostages now released as Trump set to address Israeli parliament. With a 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Lusaka magistrate Ida Piri has ordered that the charge sheet for TikToker Francis Kapwepwe, popularly known as Why Me, facing 3 counts of hate speech, be revised after ruling that it is defective. Mr. Kapwepwe is charged with expressing or showing hatred, ridicule or contempt for persons based on race, tribe, place of origin or color, contrary to Section 70, Subsection 1 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Magistrate Piri ruled this afternoon that although Section 64 of the Cybercrime and Cybersecurity Act allows Zambian courts to try offences with extraterritorial elements where harm occurs within Zambia, the indictment currently lists Lusaka as the location of the offence, despite the defence asserting that the arrest and related events occurred in Harare, Zimbabwe. She explained that the inconsistency regarding where and when the alleged offence took place makes the charge sheet defective and must be corrected before plea-taking can proceed. The court has further directed the state to revise the indictment to enable the accused to take plea, emphasizing that the prosecution must be given an opportunity to present its case, while legal issues raised should be addressed during trial. The defense had earlier raised the jurisdictional challenge on the 23rd of September, arguing that the alleged arrest in Zimbabwe between May and June this year placed the matter outside the competency of the Zambian subordinate court. Mr. Kapwepwe's case, which involves 3 counts of hate speech linked to social media posts, has been adjourned to late October for a ruling on his renewed bail application and for the state to amend the charge sheet. The Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, Executive Director Samuel Banda has urged all eligible citizens to take part in the ongoing voter registration exercise, which officially commenced today across the country. The mass voter registration exercise has commenced today, the 13th of October, and will run until the 11th of November 2025 in all 156 constituencies nationwide, while an online pre-registration portal has been available from the 15th of September to the 3rd of November 2025, enabling eligible citizens to initiate registration online before completing the process in person with biometric and portrait capture. Mr. Banda says the exercise is a crucial step towards strengthening democracy and ensuring that every Zambian has a voice in shaping the country's future. Mr. Banda has reminded citizens above 18 years, to including those turning 18 by April 30th, 2026, to register and obtain their voter cards, describing the process as both a right and a responsibility that demonstrates commitment to accountability and national development. He has also called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ensure that the voter registration process is transparent, efficient, and accessible to all, while urging community leaders, youth groups and civil society to help mobilize citizens to register.
We wish to state that every vote counts and every registered voter holds the power to influence the direction of a nation takes. Registering to vote is the first and most important step in building the Zambia we all want to see. As NDD, therefore, we wish to call on all community leaders, youth groups, civil society organizations, the media, to play an active role in mobilizing citizens to register. Let us ensure that no eligible voter is left behind due to apathy, misinformation, or logistical challenges.
Education Minister Douglas Siagalima says Zambia has reached a collective record 20% in total funding towards the education sector, reaffirming government's commitment to developing education in the country. Speaking when a delegation from the Liberian Ministry of Education paid a courtesy call on him in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Siagalima explained that the 2026 national budget's proposed 13% allocation to education, combined with donor support and 80% of the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, channeled towards education, brings the sector's overall funding to 20%. Mr. Siagalima has expressed confidence that the number of teachers recruited under the UPND administration will increase to 50,000 by the beginning of next year, underscoring government's continued commitment to quality education.
Centrally, we are at 13.something% in education. That is the budget, central budget. But there are also budgets that go directly to constituencies, which they call Constituency Development Fund, directly. And 80% of that goes into the education system. And then all these various donors who can, whatever, we have hit a record 20% in terms of funding in education. Right? Centrally, yes, it is 13.something%, but when you get bit and cut, we actually reach 20%.
Meanwhile, Liberian Deputy Minister of Instructions, Honorable Amos Fully, says his delegation is in Zambia to learn about teacher regulation and management from the Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ. Honorable Fully explained that the visit provides an important platform for collaboration between Zambia and Liberia as the two countries work towards achieving the Africa Union AU's Continental Education Strategy for Africa.
Currently, Liberia is transitioning toward a digital teacher database system that will integrate learning, CBD, tracking, and school accreditation. A major reason for our study visit to this country, Zambia, we are particularly interested in learning from the Teaching Council of Zambia Teacher Management Information System, and it enhances teacher regulation data management.
Zambia's acting ambassador to Ethiopia, Tom Mijelo, says Ethiopia's selection of Zambia as a case study on the honey value chain is a clear indication of the positive economic strides the country has made under President Hailemariam Desalegn. Speaking this morning when a delegation from Ethiopia paid a courtesy call on the Minister of Green Economy and Environment during their study visit to Zambia, Ambassador Mijelo said the growing economic transformation in both countries has led to increased exchange for mutual benefit. He has noted that the honey value chain case study comes just 2 weeks after the Zambian embassy in Addis Ababa facilitated a benchmarking visit to Ethiopia on digital ID implementation, during which a Memorandum of Understanding MOU was signed to support the establishment of a similar program in Zambia. Ambassador Mijelo adds that such developments align with Zambia's focus on economic diplomacy and the Zambia-Ethiopia Joint Permanent Commission of Cooperation, under which both nations committed to advancing collaboration in various sectors.
The two countries can benefit from exchanges. Indeed, Ethiopia's selection of Zambia as a study case bears testimony of the positive developments in the Zambian economy under the sound leadership of the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, and his efforts to better the lives of Zambians. Given the economic transformation occurring in both countries, I wish to express satisfaction at the increased exchange between the two countries in recent times for mutual benefits. I therefore commend this honey value chain study.
Meanwhile, a lead honey value expert, Kajira Mingesha from the Ethiopian